At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, I heard it a couple times last night. He said, no way. I said way. Let's just bring Dean Phillips in right now, the former congressman, regular on the show. Can you imagine two interpreters, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin? No way. Way. I mean, come on.
You know, Chad, the truth is, I think interpreters have more political power around the world than everybody recognizes. When you really think about it,
that is
one word.
Yeah, that is true.
The difference between war and peace.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to that segment number two, but I want to thank you for coming on, as always, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. The two of us have talked off-air about this. We've talked on-air many, many times. Huge part of your life now post-Congress is trying to find a way to foster an opportunity for the public and others to be a part of not just Democrats, not just Republicans, more opportunities, maybe a third party, maybe a fourth party. Get more people involved. Get more people in the center represented. So you know this well. Elon Musk, after his falling out with the president, after their breakup, he's mad. He doesn't agree with some of many things in the so-called big, beautiful bill, including parts that hurt him personally and other parts where he is true to the deficit and feels like he believes the CBO when it points out over the next decade, this is going to raise the debt by $3.3 trillion. So he has come up with the American Party. That's what he is saying right now. We know he changes his mind every 5 minutes. We know this could turn into something. We know he could change his mind. What is your view on this? And have you had any communication with Elon Musk about his venture?
So, Chad, answering the last question first, Mr. Musk and I have been in touch and corresponded during my presidential primary campaign. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have another conversation soon. I can't get into those details, but he is one of many, many Americans that are coming to the same conclusion. And no matter what people think of his antics or even his politics, I think what he is feeling is what so many of us are feeling, that the two-party system that did serve our country so well and our state so well for two centuries is fraying. And the notion of competition, anybody who's listening who is in a private sector business or any kind of an organization understands that competition usually generates better outcomes. It makes the existing brands or companies or parties in this case have to be more responsive to the customer, to the voter. And I think what he feels is what I feel, which is that it wouldn't be bad for our country to lower the barriers to entry for political competition. It's the only category, Chad, in which America seems to create such barriers to entry that it's almost impossible to compete. And that seems antithetical to the American way. So I am in conversation with a lot of people I also recognize the consequences of doing it poorly or aggressively or without thoughtful consideration of what might happen or what might not happen if there's no other alternative. So time will tell, but I am focused on a better way forward for the center right and center left in our country who feel abandoned. And most importantly, lastly, you know, governance is different than legislating. And we are in a woeful circumstance relative to the executive offices in many parts of the country. You know, the way cities are being run, states are being run, and our federal government. So that's what I'm most focused on is competency, cooperation, and more than anything else.
Okay, so let's try to button this up a little bit. I don't think you're going to share everything, but you know I'm going to try to push this a little bit. So can you try to typify what this dialogue was like during your presidential campaign? And since his announcement, has there been any dialogue at all, or is it you think there will be?
There's no interview that I get in more trouble than with you, which is a good sign.
Yeah. And so let's get in a little trouble here.
So let's make a little trouble.
Yeah.
I anticipate we will be speaking, and I just can't get into those details. There are others. Andrew Yang, of course, started the Forward Party, and there are many. There are current elected officials who are interested in another way. There are tens of millions of Americans, everybody who is now an independent, that is interested in another way. And I'm having conversations with people of prominence and people of ideas, you know, people of wealth and people of more modest means about how to do a thoughtful new approach to American politics. It's not a threat. It's not to take a party down. It's simply to create a space and place for people who want to see this done differently. And Mr. Musk, as we all know, has done what few can do. He's alienated the right and the left. I think that's fair to say. I don't believe that if he is the face of a new party, it will succeed. I do believe if tens of millions of Americans share that interest and wish to invest in a new way forward as pioneers of a new democracy, then there's an opportunity. And if Mr. Musk and others have a shared sentiment, you know, he certainly has the platform and resources to help create something that I think could serve the country well and utilize that model. And I think that's going to be the big question is whether or not he's willing to support but not be the face, and that's a big difference.
Dave, I'm going to use my spidey sense here. Since there was dialogue before and Dean is now saying he anticipates dialogue, I'm going to say that intermediaries have reached out to the two sides. Do you think
that's fair?
I think Elon said no way.
I just don't
think
translators have such power.
Yeah.
Translators have such power. You just translated my foreign language, and that's exactly my intention, exactly.
So people on each side are trying to put something together so the two of you can talk. Would you anticipate this face-to-face?
At some point, possibly. Again, Chad, and I don't want to mislead people. I think I share the concerns of many Americans about intentions and methodologies, and democracy is fragile. Mr. Musk and Mr. Trump, in many ways, have been bulls in a china shop, and that's not necessarily the way I proceed with such initiatives. So time will tell if we actually sit down face-to-face. He is but one of many thousands of people, and I say it again, thousands of people.
But he is the wealthiest man on the planet, and he was essential to Donald Trump winning. Like, I agree. It's more than just the top guy. You need, as you said, millions and millions. But if you have access to billions of dollars and he's willing to step back, which let me just say I'm dubious of that myself. But if he's willing to step back and he wants to bring in individuals who could represent somewhat of the views you have and somewhat of the views others, that makes this very intriguing. But why would he step back as visible as he is with everything? Even as visible as he was politically and appearing with Donald Trump, Doge, how involved he is with Tesla and SpaceX and X. Why would he just say, okay, here's the money. I'm going to let other people run this party?
Well, Chad, I suppose that's the billion-dollar question. And history would indicate that that is not a comfortable space for him. But he's also an investor, and so are tens of millions of Americans. And just if I were to lay out this notion, imagine a party that required term limits, that required candidates to be of competency and some experience and common sense. Imagine a party that issued an IPO, an initial public offering to the entire country, soliciting $5, $10, $20, $100 contributions from millions of Americans, and then perhaps solicit resources from some of America's wealthiest, so that you create a foundation, if you will, that would support the campaigns of candidates and eliminate the need to do the shameless dialing for dollars that so many do right now. If he and others buy into that notion of beginning something, not aiming for the White House immediately, but starting with state house races and city council races, maybe some house races, a Senate race or two, where you can demonstrate this new model of a new way forward that at the very least, in my estimation, would bring the left and the right to the center, because if they lose market share, they have no choice but to start reaching out to Americans who are disenfranchised. That's the notion. If he's willing to step back and invest, he would be one of many. There's no way a party would work if it's the Musk America Party. There is a way that a new party could work if it's tens of millions of Americans in participation and in concert with those of great means who do not control the strings. Nobody wants a handful of billionaires controlling American democracy. That's why it's going to require millions of people. That's the question. He's got the biggest platform and the biggest bankroll in the world. And if he can play a role in bringing people together, it would be a blessing. If not, there are many others who could do so.
Dean Phillips is with us. I know a friend who has a Twitter account. That'd be me. So, and Dave has access to it. So if we summarize this when we pause, when we come back, get to other topics. Dean Phillips confirms to WCC Radio that during his presidential campaign, he communicated with Elon Musk. And now after the news of the American Party, backed by Elon Musk, he expects to have a dialogue with Musk fairly soon. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. I think many will read into that, Chad. As you well know, many will read into that, that I'm somehow aligning or joining, and that is an important caveat. None of the above. It's a conversation, one that I'm having with many, and that's what's important.
Got it. We're going to tweet something like that out, Dave Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. We'll take the summary that we've come to an agreement on, then we'll come back, get to other topics with Dean Phillips every time he's on. He makes news. That's why we have him on this show. Whether Joe Biden should step away, whether I'm going to run for president, whether I'm going to step away to now that, yeah, when I was a candidate, I chatted with Elon Musk, and now I want to sit down and find out more about his plans for this party, and is he willing to step back and where it might go. So Dean Phillips, as always, making news here on CCO. I'm going to talk about Pella, a company that has been very good to me, most importantly, at my house. I've only been doing the commercials for 2 years, okay? So, and they're great, professional, thorough, good people. I like that. But a house I first moved into, 2007, and eventually moving out at some point this year, the Pella windows and doors have been great. I didn't think I was moving. And I made some pretty big changes last year in my kitchen, and they work with the style, they work with my budget, and they improved my kitchen dramatically. Then they replaced 5 or 6 other windows or made some modifications. They can do all of this with you. If you go to PellaNorthland.com, they'll come out to your place, condo, house, free visit. Okay. You can also go to showroom. Dave's got one in Woodbury. I've got one out in Plymouth. They are really really good people. I trust him 1,000%. I can tell you about the deal. I'm not going to tell you about the deal this time because I want you to go there right now, PellaNorthland.com, and you're going to find out how great it is, even without the deal, which I talk about so often, and it's fantastic. And you'll find out more about it at PellaNorthland.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Dean Phillips with us. Certainly making news there with the conversation about Elon Musk before, but there are other matters to discuss. Dean, we have a daily bumper music theme, and that's the first song. Do you have any guess at the bumper music theme of the day off that song that Dave just played?
I would say songs that didn't even make the B-side.
Oh, that's interesting. Dave, go ahead. Is Dean Phillips right?
It's not even close.
Oh, wow.
Did you just rip Warren Zevon?
I like Warren Zevon. That's not necessarily one of my favorites. So.
That doesn't have to be one of your favorites. It was still not very kind. Today, we got the big announcement.
I was going to say that song is going to be more newsworthy than any interview with me for WCCO's future.
No.
The big announcement today, as we all know, new foods, Minnesota State Fair.
Yeah.
So we have songs acknowledging the new foods. That Warren Zevon singing the Hula Hula Boys, acknowledging the Hula Kahlua Pork, which will be served by RC's Barbecue at the 2025.
Our guys, I will be there. That's one of my favorites, RC Barbecue.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Very deep cut.
Yeah, he's good at that. Have we firmed up? So we're not out at the fair the first day. There's a Twins game. But we're there Friday. And then the next full week. So can we confirm today the hour appearance by you and Woody Harrelson? Because Dave has his calendar right now. So Dave would like to mark this down. We'll bump the other guests for a period of time. So we have Friday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'd even go 2 hours with you and Woody.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to...
It's a very effective tactic to put someone on the spot on live radio to confirm a time and date. So I'm going to continue my honesty and say no.
Wow.
We'll try.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean.
I'm a man of my word, Chad. I won't make commitments that I can't hold.
Sometimes the truth hurts. I think that's what you're telling us right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay? That's exactly.
We played Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin at the start, the way, no way. This is what's going on lately we had Pete Hegseth, apparently, according to multiple reports, on his own deciding to slow down shipments from the U.S. to Ukraine. That was very telling during a cabinet meeting yesterday when normally it's just go to different cabinet members and kiss the booty of the President of the United States, where at one point Caitlin Collins asks a question about Putin and the president points out he's not happy because they had another dialogue and the onslaught continues, one of the most vicious, strongest military onslaught from Russia towards Ukraine. And the president, as his wont to do lately, is, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And then when Caitlin Collins from CNN asks Donald Trump, can you explain why you know, who stopped the shipments? And Donald Trump says, like, you tell me. So then the reporting came out that Pete Hegseth did it. Do you think the president is ever going to fully stand up to Vladimir Putin? I mean, to the point where it's not only just what they're asking, even more on the military side and stronger sanctions on Russia. And if not, why doesn't he ever stand up to Vladimir Putin? What is your theory on this?
I think, two things. Let me start by saying Pete Hegseth should be nowhere close to the Secretary of Defense office. And this is yet another example of why I think he is incompetent, inappropriate, and frankly, sometimes even a danger to our country. He should not be making those decisions unilaterally. And why does Donald Trump not stand up? Will he stand up to Putin? I think the answer is no. Mr. Trump seems to be quite taken with dictators, authoritarians, and people who are as wealthy or more so than himself. And Vladimir Putin checks all those boxes. With that said, I think it's important that people know that by standing firm with Ukraine, that improves America's standing and safety in the world. The Chinese are watching very closely how we respond. There's a reason the Chinese and the Russians have not run to Iran's side during the recent attacks on the nuclear program there. And I do believe, I think most would agree, that if we stood up to Russia right now with the full force of diplomacy and support of Ukraine, it will better position the United States and the Western alliance and the free world for the future. And when the president of the United States can't answer a question about why arms sales were slowed down or stopped, that's a really significant red flag that, yep, I think everybody should be concerned about.
100% agree. Last thing, and I'll let you go. The so-called big, beautiful bill passed last week. We had the same song and dance where three or four Republican senators seemed very upset about it. And we did have three vote no, but a couple others who talked about voting no did not. Lisa Murkowski, of course, gets a great exception for Alaska. The wording was absurd. It's something like that should not be allowed. Then we had seven or eight in the House saying we're not going to vote. Then they did, because it's not just Donald Trump. Most presidents, as you know, their first signature bill, if they have control of the House and Senate, somehow, some way, they're going to get it. What is the best part from what you know about Trump's bill, and what is the most troubling part in your view?
Well, if you listen to the business community, they're thrilled, as they usually are, by anything that reduces taxes or makes American business more competitive. And at the end of the day, I think the best part of the bill is that element. But there is a whole lot that, in my estimation, is deeply concerning for the United States. Chad, there's been a massive, massive transfer of wealth from the middle class and lower class, socioeconomically at least, Americans to the wealthiest. This bill will only make that more graphic. And I think that is, by the way, one of the greatest risks to our country, not a foreign threat, but domestic income and wealth inequity. That's something we should talk about at some point as well. The erosion of subsidies and support and incentives for alternative energy, solar, for example, I think is terribly detrimental to America's future. And then, of course, from just a purely human perspective, the reduction in Medicaid support is hurting millions of Americans, many of whom do not realize yet that they will be deeply affected. A lot of these dollars are transferred to the state, including our own, and now Minnesota, along with all other 49 states, are going to have to find a way to make up for that reduction in federal dollars. And what has troubled me about our delegation for so long is that we continue to be a state that subsidizes most of the other 49 states in America. And once again, we're going to have to find ways to plug the gap by either raising taxes or reducing services while we send more and more of Minnesotans' income to Washington. So I think this bill for Minnesotans is a tragedy. And Mr. Emmer, of course, in his role in the Republican Conference in Washington, I think should answer for that, because there are a lot of people who are going to be suffering because of it, period.
Excellent analysis, as always. Thank you so much. Have a nice day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Chad. Thanks for making news.
Dean Phillips, always making news right here on News Talk 830 WCC. I'm going to talk Aquarius. How do you start the day? A lot of you start it with a glass of coffee, right? Cup of coffee. It's your thing. You love it. Maybe it's your only cup of coffee. Maybe it's one of many. Maybe you're like me. I start it with a glass of water. Maybe for some, I get up on my own, the alarm hits, and I go right to the shower. All of that is tied to this great company I'm going to talk about, Aquarius Home Services. They'll help you out in all those areas. First of all, if you're going to have that glass of water, if you're going to have that hot chocolate, which you should instead of coffee, by the way, or have the coffee, you want to get the water from the Connecticut drinking water system. Aquarius has that, and they have so much more, right? So much more. But right now, you can save potentially up to 25% with a new Connecticut drinking water system. But it's water, and it's the utility room with Aquarius Home Services. It's that water softener. So guess what? That shower's better for you. The washer and dryer is working. The washing machine is working the way it should. Your dishwasher is working the way it should. And then go to that utility room. Any of the other issues where you want to replace something or needs a tweak or an upgrade, Aquarius helps you out in those areas also. Family-owned, started here in 1987. Massive popularity. I've trusted them since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we'll get to nonsense in segment number two. But I want to talk serious here, and I want to talk about compartmentalizing and moving on. These details coming out today, allegations about what the father of Manny Collins did to him. The allegations suggesting that a father, just going to say it because it's news, decapitated his son and denied this. Try to explain the blood, try to explain other circumstances in his residence, but now facing significant charges, and if true, this is beyond grisly, this is grotesque, this is just as awful as it gets. When you're there providing news, whether it's 4, 5, 6, and 10, and there's lighthearted stuff too, there's fun, you work with friends, but when there are stories like this, are you good at just, I've done this so long, I'm not saying you're a robot, but you have found a way to try to just keep going, or are there just certain stories that stay with you when maybe you're doing three newscasts and maybe it's even a back and forth with one of your reporters, like our mutual friend Lou Ragusa is all over the story. How do you deal with that part of your job?
I gosh bless if people can compartmentalize. You know, I say good for you, but there are stories that will haunt me forever. And no, I think you take that stuff home with you. I remember the Sandy Hook shooting, and I didn't even have kids at the time, and I just it's going to make me cry. Like I just these tiny. Tiny humans that were ambushed by this person. I broke down on air. I was on the Saturday morning show. Belinda had to reach over and grab my hand when I was trying to read the news. Mm-hmm. No, there are just stories that stick with you forever and details of some things that you can't get out of your mind. And, you know, it's an unfortunate part of, you know, and you guys do this too for a living.
Sure.
You're around the news.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
No, I think some of those things stick with you. Just as the same as, you know, people know my father was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that he has seen that he'll never get rid of. And, you know, I think that just comes, unfortunately, with the job.
How was that? You know, I know this. I think we've talked about it a little bit off air. I don't think we've talked about a lot on air, but just knowing your father as a police officer and obviously all the implications that can have.
I didn't handle it well when he had to go to like a domestic call because I know as the daughter of a police officer that those are often the most dangerous. And you know, when he became chief, he was less on the street than he had been before, and I felt safer then.
What would your dad say to try to comfort you?
You know, that, you know, he's the good guy that has a gun, and, you know, that I think he probably made it sound rosier than the situation was. You know, and as a kid, I probably bought into it.
Yeah. It's probably the right approach, right? It's easier said than done. I'm with you on news stories. You know, obviously, you know, this show will talk very serious things and we'll just talk utter nonsense and silliness, and that combination I enjoy. And I get that we have some people in our audience. I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day. It's been a friend of mine for 40 years. And he was very complimentary. He goes, I love it when you're talking serious stuff. I love it, the interviews, but God, your nonsense does nothing for me. And then I have people in my life who are the exact opposite, saying, bring me more you and Rena being screwballs. But there are, and I have many failures in life. I am a good compartmentalizer for whatever reason. I'm not bragging about it. I just am. But there are times you read stories, and I will say I read this Manny Collins story early in the day about a 16-year-old kid and this happening. And even when I'm on with Adam and we were having nonsense, or even when I'm talking to Dean Phillips, when Dean Phillips is making news about dialogue with Elon Musk and upcoming dialogue with Elon Musk, there's still a part of me right now, Rena, thinking about that story and what happened to this child.
And do you think some of that comes from being a parent?
I think yes. I don't think I could deny that. But I also think it's very possible somebody who either decided to not have kids or is married now and they haven't had kids yet, or they're younger, who still could be horrified by it. You know, things can have different meanings because of our direct affiliations. But even if we're not tied as maybe others, it can still stay with us for a long, long time, right?
I think, too, depending on where you are in your life at that moment, something may just hit you harder than something else. I think that's just human nature, right? Like I said, with the Sandy Hook, I didn't have children yet, but I just, that one hit me really hard for some reason.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, maybe I was just somewhere, maybe I was trying to get pregnant. I don't even remember. I just know that one hit me really hard.
All right, let's pause because I want to get to a little nonsense with Rena, but I wanted to bring this part up because I'm sure people are curious, even in their own lives, how they deal with this. Or when you're consuming news, if you like to consume information, how that plays out. Let's pause, come back with Rena. I want to talk about, Rena could do this. Rena, we know she doesn't like to socialize with a lot of people. So maybe she would have to call Stretch Lab, you know, one of the 11 locations in town and say, okay, I want you to shut down the one by Bidet-McCoskey. I want you to shut down the one in Chanhassen. I want you to shut down the one in Maple Grove or Plymouth because that one will come Stretch. Now, they're not going to do that because they're busy and popular and Rena really wouldn't ask for that. Every single one of us should try to stretch and be flexible. It is so good for our health. Whether we're talking our 10-year-old daughter or son, or whether we're talking about our 92-year-old parent, grandparent, or friend, stretching is essential. StretchLab.com is a place I've been going to since 2019, whether it's me, whether it's Quentin, whether it's friends, I believe in it. 100%. They have 25-minute sessions. They have 50-minute sessions. They have trained specialists. They don't have just the standard stretch. They'll work with the challenges, issues with you, and you walk out of that place feeling better. And guess what? Most of the time you walk out of that place saying, hey, I want another appointment or I want to become a monthly regular. I believe in it. You should also. StretchLab.com. Let's jump back in the conversation with our friend from Care 11, Rena Sargentopoulos. When we last chatted, you had a beverage in your hand, and you were with your brother, and I believe, Dave, if I remember this right, the brother brought up 27 children. Is that right, Dave? Is that
about what? It was a little over the top, but it was close.
Yeah, 27 children. And we were offering from the kind audience suggestions where you should go. Now, you're already on a Body Water at a very popular restaurant. I'm sure that was a lot of fun. I mean, not as much fun as when the two of us were there, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun. Where did you end up going with your brother and the 27 children?
First of all, the beverage in my hand was water. I cannot day drink. You know me better than that.
Yeah. I don't think I said did I say an alcoholic beverage?
No, you just said beverage.
I just said beverage. Okay.
Why would you assume?
Yeah. It was implied.
Yeah.
It was implied.
Wow. Wow.
I
have a margarita right now, and I'm working.
Me too. we did the stadium tour the first day that they were here, that was fun.
Which stadium?
Vikings, I think.
U.S. Bank. Okay.
Yep. One of my neighbor is retired and works for the stadium now and the Vikings, and so he took us on a little tour. And so that was fun. The boys got to take their pictures on the middle of the field. They got to pretend, all 27 of them, that they were on the team.
Yeah.
then we
They could be a team. I mean, honestly, you got substitutions and coaches. You're good.
Yeah, we did a bit of grilling out while they were here. We did Dave and Buster's because it was crazy hot one day. We went swimming at a friend's house. We watched fireworks on top of a ramp in Bloomington. I took the kids to Mall of America the last day they were here.
Wait a second.
I know.
You, Rena Sargentopoulos, went to Mall of America?
Yep.
Dave, you believe in this? Yep.
What was the brother doing?
He was with my husband on the RH rooftop, living it up, yucking it up, having a dandy old lunch.
Wow. What's happened to you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you go into the mall or did you just stay in the car and say, have fun, kids?
That's what I was just going to say. You drove around. He said, there's
like
all sorts of fun stuff
kids,
in there, but.
Crayola experience.
We're not.
What, kids?
We're not. Well, I'd say that's, Dave, I'd say that's a fairly busy few days
that's
with
a
the family.
A lot going on, absolutely.
That is a lot going on.
Yeah. I think they had fun. I hope.
Where do you stand on somebody in a fast food restaurant on a speakerphone if it's crowded?
Nope.
Okay, that's totally wrong. Dan Cook had that experience he just shared with us. Then also had the person go up and say, hey, really like you with Jason. Didn't like you as much with Chad. I mean, now I
get that.
Yeah. I think,
I like me without you, too.
Yeah, I think Dan should have punched him. That's my feeling. So you're there. First of all, I don't really see you at McDonald's. When's the last time you ate him? Am I wrong? Does Rena Sargentopoulos occasionally go to fast food restaurants?
Not that one, but I take my daughter there to get ice cream sometimes.
Okay. Is there a fast food place you do bring your daughter to?
Well, she'll eat at McDonald's. That wouldn't be for me.
That's not
I'm like a Noodles and Company, Chick-fil-A.
Sure. All
kind
good.
Of gal.
Okay, so you're there with your daughter, mm-hmm. and the person next to you, and your daughter's just started the meal, and she likes being there. And the person next to you is on the speakerphone with a strong, loud voice. What's your move?
I ignore it. I would.
Do you move to another seat in the restaurant? Would you think about leaving or would you just put up with it?
I would just put up with it, sadly. I don't like confrontation on any level for any reason.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. I'm very, very, very aware of that. Dave Harrigan, that's your scenario. You and the two girls are at Noodles. I like Noodles. Noodles is good.
Good Noodles.
Yes.
I'll get the stroganoff there. Or the macaroni and cheese is very good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw a little chicken. Right next to you, you guys are already seated. And here comes an Adam Carter type. Sitting down, he's just clanged and banged, he's sweaty, and he's talking really loud to his workout partner about their workout.
Shoulder day.
Yeah, shoulder day, exactly. What is your move?
I'm not even waiting for him to get the phone out. If it's an Adam Carter lookalike, I'm out of there already.
Yeah, you're out of there, right?
But
yeah.
If I happen to not notice him and he's already got the phone out, I'm taking that phone out of his hand, I'm slamming it on the ground, I'm stomping on him, and I'm saying, huh? Power clean that, buddy.
Live.
You're right. I'm shirking every possible confrontation as
if,
well.
Okay, if he's next to me and Quentin and I have nowhere else to go, I am speaking up.
Oh, for sure you are.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes. You don't believe I speak up? I do. I believe that 99.99%. With Q?
I don't believe it.
Wow. Do you want me to go do it?
Q doesn't want to see his dad get pounded right in front of him.
Oh, come on. Look at these. What's this muscle again? Look at these things here. All right. Go do that and videotape it and cause an incident and then send it back to us.
Sounds good.
See ya. We got to go.
Bye.
Rena, Care 11. Check her out today.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.